From the Sky News Centre at 7. We're told to expect a focus on healthcare workers and community cohesion when the King delivers his Christmas message from a different location than normal. He's broken with tradition to deliver the remarks not from a royal residence, but from a former hospital chapel in central London. The late Queen Elizabeth II opted for alternative locations three times, most recently from a children's nativity collage at Southwark Cathedral in 2006.
Despite the many community projects like this one, the pressures of modern life sometimes seem to be weakening the links which have traditionally kept us together as families and communities.
A committee has found former Florida representative Matt Gaetz paid women for sex, including with a 17-year-old girl. He denies any wrongdoing. The suspect accused of shooting dead a US healthcare boss has pleaded not guilty to 11 murder and terror charges. Prosecutors claim Luigi Mangione shot Brian Thompson as he was walking to an investor conference in New York this month. The UK economy failed to grow between July and September. Experts say bars and restaurants didn't do very well. The Tories think the increases in employer national insurance contributions announced in October's budget, but which don't take effect until April, are having an impact. The Chancellor insists her plans will lead to sustainable long-term growth. Kate Nicholls is Chief Executive of UK Hospitality.
There's reform that is planned, and we know the government has long-term plans to generate growth, but they're all from 2026, and we need something that hits in the first quarter of next year ahead of these planned tax increases. Otherwise, we will see prices go up, we will see jobs lost.
A pilot's died after the light aircraft he was flying crashed near Fife Airport this morning. No one else was injured. France has held a national day of mourning for the victims of Cyclone Chido. At least 35 deaths have been reported and more than 2,000 injured in the French overseas region of Mayotte. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
With the latest, I'm Gareth Joy. An inquest is expected to open into the death of a man in Ogmore-by-Sea. The 53-year-old passed away yesterday after he got into difficulty in the water. His next of kin have been informed. Three rescue teams and two lifeboat crews were called out, along with the Wales Air Ambulance and the Coast Guard helicopter from St Athan. The funeral has been held for the former world snooker champion Terry Griffiths. He passed away earlier this month, aged 77, after a long battle with dementia. Mark Williams and Dennis Taylor were among those who attended the service in Llanelli, where a matchroom club was opened in his name. The leader of Vale Council has hit out at critics over a controversial housing scheme in Llantwit Major. 90 mobile homes were built at Hale Croeso, which are now being used by Ukrainian refugees and homeless families. Liz Burnett said some of the online abuse shared by opponents to the project had made people ill. A campaign group is seeking legal action against the council. And two South Wales singers are marking the Gavin and Stacey finale in their own way. They've released their own version of the theme song, Run, by Stephen Fretwell, to raise money for charity. Caitlin Navanna's performed it alongside Thomas Lewis.
We've had a great reaction. The Welsh A-list really helped. As we discussed like the release and when we should release it and what we should release it for, Thomas felt really strongly about it being like a charity single for Christmas, because that's what you do at Christmas, isn't it? It's like people give as a time of giving.
You can hear that Vale Breakfast interview in full on our website. In sports, Ospreys are confident of playing their first game in their new home by the end of next year. The Welsh region is seeking planning permission to move to the historic St Helens ground. A crowd of just under 7,000 were at the Swansea.com stadium for their derby win over Scarlets at the weekend.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
And cat suit and bendy eyes. Everybody you staring wouldn't believe that this girl was mine. I should have known I was wrong when I left her for a life in pity, but they say you never miss the water until it's gone. Yeah, guess I feel too. We'll
This is O Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's Monday Night Sport here with me, Mike Fowler. So, with 2 days to go before the big day, there's also been a lot of sporting action taking place across the Vale, and I'm just going to give you a review of selected sports that have taken place. And we all know that Christmas time and the winter and the time of year, there's lots of sporting action on, so there's always something for all of us to get involved if we've done everything else that we need to do. So I'm going to be giving you a review of the football action that has taken place across the Vale. We're going to be looking at some other sports, and we're going to be taking a dip again still into ice hockey to see how the Cardiff Devils have got on in the Challenge Cup and in their league games. All that and more still to come here at O Radio.
Strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on it. Jean Genie lives on his back. Like a reptile, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. Let yourself go.
This is Monday Night Sport here with me, Mike Fowler. And Barrytown United's hopes of a top six in the Cymru Premier were hit by a 3-1 defeat at Ballytown. Steve Jenkins' men slipped to their seventh in the table, but only on goal difference, following back-to-back league defeats going into the crucial festive period. Barry had just three games left before the end of phase one of the campaign, with the race for the place for the Championship Conference likely to go down to the wire. Making their second trip in as many weeks to Gwynedd, Jenkins opted for four changes for the side beaten by Carnarvon, with Liam Armstrong favoured over Luke Rees in goal, while Keenan Patton, Ollie Hulbert and Josh Beecher all returned in place of Callum Sainty, Sam Snaith and Josh Yorworth in the starting 11. Beecher brought out about the earliest chances when his long-range volley from Mikey George's cross was saved by the Lakesiders keeper Joel Torrance. Barry continued to pose the early threat as McLagan headed over the bar from close range, while Hulbert collided with Torrance when he looked clear on goal, with the resulting penalty appeal dismissed. Baller gradually worked their way into the game and went close when a shot was spilt by Armstrong into the path of Joe Malkin, who struck the woodwork. Kavanagh broke clear to work his way round three Baller players, only for his follow-up shot to be deflected away. But Barry fell behind on 37 minutes as Eddie Clark struck past Keith Armstrong in the first goal of the season, curling home from just outside the box. And the Lakesiders nearly took a two-goal lead into the break when Everpress intervened with a fine, superb clearance off the line. The visitors found their chances slightly more sparing in the second half, with Torrance making an easy save out of a deflected long-range effort from Hulbert. Well, a corner from Robbie Wilmot was nodded into the keeper's palms by Will Richards. But the pressure from Baller eventually told, when on 69 minutes Malkin bundled the ball home at close range from a corner to double their lead. Armstrong denied Louis Robles from adding a third, but he was unable to prevent Hussein Mashabi, whose low-range drive from the edge of the area put the game beyond doubt on 89 minutes. Barry found a response moments later with a tight angled finish from Yaya Njoen, following some good build-up play while substitute Snaith hit the crossbar in added time. Baller leapfrogged their opponents into the top half of the table, with Barry now facing crucial three games as they look to work their way back into the fold before the league splits. And first up is a Boxing Day lunchtime derby at home to Pennebont, followed by a New Year's Eve visit to Britton Ferry, and they're both 12:30 kickoffs before phase one concludes at home to Haverford West on Saturday, January the 11th, and that's a 12:45 kickoff. So it a busy period coming up for Barry there, and let's hope that they can get some positive results to put them back into the top six before the league splits there. Coming up next here on Radio, I've got a selection of the other football games that have taken place across the Vale.
This is O-Radio.
Oes gennych chi ystafell sbar yn eich tŷ a lle sbar yn eich calon? Os oes, gallwch ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywadau. Mae cynllun cysylltu bywadau Bro Morganog yn darparu gofal byr dymor a seibiannau hir dymor i bobl leol sy'n byw gyda ganghenion cymorth ychwanegol. Mae'n ffordd wych o weithio gartref gan y byddwch yn derbyn dros 400 punt y pen yr wythnos. Gall bron unrhyw un ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywadau, felly dysgwch fwy a gwnewch gais heddiw yn veilsharedlives.co.uk.
If you fancy a visit to the shops, have to get the kids to school, or fancy a night out with the girls, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747 666. We're Barry's reliable taxi service and will always greet you with a smile. Vale Taxis are family run and always on time. So if you've got to be somewhere fast, you know who to call. Vale Taxis on Barry 747 666.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Remember the moment when you both say I do for exceptional quality images. Capture their little yawns and tiny toes through beautiful newborn photography. Shutter Hire. Capturing memories that last a lifetime. Engagement, weddings, maternity, newborn. Shutter Hire will take images you're guaranteed to treasure forever. Shutter Hire. Your local photography studio in Dennis Powis. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or at shutterhire.co.uk. Capturing memories that last a lifetime.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
Radio.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad?
Last night I dreamt of something.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at O Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And Kyrie Ely, we're in Cymru South action away to Newport City, losing 3-1. Josh Graham and Louis Phillips got two early goals for the home team. Liam Bishop did pull one back for Kyrie Ely just before half time, but with just over 5 minutes of the game to go, Luke Cooper extended Newport City's lead, and Clayton Farrar received a late red card for Kyrie Ely. Kyrie Ely then dropped below their Friday night opponents to 9th in the Cymru South, and their next match is a Boxing Day clash away to Penrhyn Rangers. And also in the Cymru South, Lamptwit Major have a Boxing Day match at home to Cambrian United. So a couple of big Boxing Day clashes there in Cymru South to go with the Cymru Premier Boxing Day matches as well. So there's going to be some action around the Vale there. And in the their leagues as well, Ely Rangers are next in action on the 4th of January, so they've got a little bit of time there, and they're away to Cardiff Airport. And Dinas Powys are also next in action on Saturday the 4th of January, and they're away to FC Cuman. So they've got a little bit of time there before their matches. Just thinking about that with the Boxing Day matches, I think that's one thing that when you do play sort of sport at a higher level like that, these matches come thick and fast over the sort of the Christmas and the New Year period on there. But it's great for us fans to go and watch and listen and see the games. However we do that, but I just think it might be. It's the one time of year where sometimes I do feel a little bit sorry for the players having to sort of train and play and almost like a normal working day for them over the Christmas period. But it's good for us fans, I guess, and gives us things to talk about. So and keeps us busy during the festive period as well. But you know, good luck to all the teams playing over the festive period and all those that have got games early in the new year. Let's hope for lots of positive results from our Vale teams there. Coming up next, I'm going to be talking about the Cardiff Devils and how they progressed in the Challenge Cup and how they've been getting on in the league. All that and more still to come here at O Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And in the ice hockey, the Cardiff Devils secured an emphatic 5-1 win over Sheffield Steelers to maintain their grip on the top spot in the Elite League. Josh McDonald and Riley Brandt struck in quick succession to put the hosts in control early on in the Welsh capital. Joey Martin extended Cardiff's advantage in the opening seconds of the second period, with Ben Davis and Olszewski then netting to put Cardiff 5-0 ahead. Max Gullard struck in a late consolation for the Steelers. The win leaves the Devils with a 4-point lead over Belfast Giants, and they have played two games more than five other sides in the top six, though. And so far, Cardiff Devils have won 16 of their 22 Elite League games so far this season. And then after that, on Sunday, they were also in action in the Challenge Cup, and Cardiff Devils overcame a 4-goal deficit to earn a dramatic 6-4 win over the Nottingham Panthers and booked their place in the Challenge Cup semi-finals. Oliver Betteridge, Tim Doherty, Sam Herr all netted in the opening period to put the visitors in control. Mitchell Fossier extended Nottingham's lead, but Tyler Budelsch, Cole Sanford struck in quick succession to give Cardiff hope in the second period. And then Olszewski bagged Cardiff's third goal before Sanford level proceedings. Olszewski then notched his second to put the home side 5-4 up in the final stages, with Bush scoring his second and Cardiff's sixth. The regulation win seals Devils' place in the semi-final of the competitions, where the Panthers will now face Glasgow Clan in a one-off elimination game to determine who joins Cardiff, Belfast and Sheffield in the next round. And Cardiff's return again in action, again another Boxing Day match, but then against the Coventry Blaze, and that's a 6 p.m. I was going to say kickoff, but it's not a kickoff. It's a face-off in ice hockey. But I'm used to talking about football or rugby there. So they're doing well. And again, people who've listened to the show for a couple of weeks, I'm still just blown away by how they can keep performing at such a high standard, sort of game after game after game after game, and keep performing and keep winning. So again, good luck to the Devils there in the rest of the league game and in the Challenge Cup, now that they've made it through to the semi-finals. We've still got more here to talk about here at O Radio.
Take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I
This is O Radio.
Get the latest traffic and travel and changes to public transport services over the Christmas and New Year period at broradio.fm/travel or on the free Bro Radio app with DG Window Services. Just search for DG Window Services online.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at More. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
During the Christmas and New Year period, there'll be some changes to recycling and waste collections in the Vale of Glamorgan. Although collections up to and including the 24th of December will remain the same, collections due on the 25th, 26th and 27th of December will be 2 days later than usual. Find out more about Christmas and New Year collections at valeofglamorgan.co.uk/Christmas. Merry Christmas from Vale of Glamorgan Council, working in partnership with Bro Radio.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years, and we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roofs. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10am Monday through Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
If your new year brings with it a new move, talk to Chris Davis Estate Agents. With three offices in the Vale and extensive coverage on Rightmove, Zoopla and On the Market, Andrew and the team will soon get you moving. So ask for a free no-obligation appraisal today. Keep an eye on Chris Davis's social media this Christmas for our seasonal competitions or pop in out of the cold to meet the office dog. Merry Christmas from Chris Davis Estate Agents, your family-run, award-winning sales and lettings agent.
Oh! Radio!
The gap that grows between our lives, the gap our parents never had. Stop those thoughts, control your mind. Replace the things that you despise. Oh, you're old, I hear you say.
This is Monday Night Sport here with me, Mike Fowler. Regular listeners will know how much I keep going on about this time of year and how much I really enjoy it. With all the sports action that goes on, we've got the rugby, we've got the football, particularly the Boxing Day kickoffs. I always think they're a nice sort of friendly, family, fun activity to go to. Even if it is a bit chilly, it's nice to just put the jackets on and go out and watch your local team's sport there. But there's one other sport that's always been on for as long as I can remember, and it's always on over Christmas and New Year, and it's probably the one time of the year that I do watch it as well, and that's the World's Strongest Man, and this year we've had the British Strongest Man and the European Strongest Man tournaments as well on television, which qualify you for the World's Strongest Man, and for me it's kind of one of those little. It's the festive period when that's on TV, and I don't know whether that's just because that's something that I've sort of grown up watching, but also when you watch them and you see sort of the weights that they lift and carry and the stress and pressure they must be putting on their bodies to do that, just to be the world, the strongest man in the world, on there, it just amazes me every time, and I just look at some of the stuff that they do and I think there is absolutely no chance that I would even move some of the items that they pick up, and it just amazes me. But for me it's kind of that little warm and cuddly feeling that it's coming up to Christmas and the new year, and it's always a nice little, for me it's always a nice little watch on the TV. And I say that they've spent hours of training in the gym, and I've sat there on my sofa probably stuffing my face with chocolates or sweets or something that, you know, is not very healthy when we've got these chaps who are sort of at the peak of their fitness, doing superhuman things and lifting superhuman weights. So you know, hats off to them guys. But I think that's one sport where I'll happily just carry on watching from the comfort of my own sofa, I think. But leading into that, and I could be setting myself up for a absolute massive fall now. I'm going to put it out to people who've got sports teams there in the Vale. So we are the Vale's local radio station, so we're here for you, and I'm your local sports show. So if there's a sports event, sports team or sports club that you would like mentioned on the radio, then you just need to get in touch with me on the social medias or email me at sport@broadradio.fm, and I could potentially be talking about your sport, your sports team or your sports club in the Vale, or I get you in to talk about your sports club, and you could tell everybody in the Vale what makes it so fantastic and why you think we should all take up the sport you're doing. And to the sports teams and sports clubs around the Vale, if it's something you'd think that you might like me to come along to and give a go, then again, get in touch with us via the social medias, get in touch in the email address at sport@broadradio.fm, and I'll come along to your sports club and I'll give it a go, and I love all sports, so I'll generally probably have a really good time. As somebody of my age now and my fitness level, I'll probably be feeling it for the next 3 weeks afterwards, but yeah, if you'd like me to come along and give it a go and then I can talk about it on the radio, then that is then that's something I'm throwing out to the sports teams of the Vale there. So yeah, just get in touch. Still to come at the Vale, we've got a couple more things left to talk about here at O Radio.
Yeah. Sexy.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. So, there's not going to be any winter break for me. I'm going to be back on Monday the 30th with all the action that took place on Boxing Day. So if you do miss any of the Boxing Day kickoffs for the football or the ice hockey game, then I'll be here to bring you all the action that took place, so you're not going to miss any of what's happened there. We're also going to be then looking forward to the New Year's Day fixtures as well, that will be taking place across the Vale, and then we're going to have the rugby will then be restarting as well, so we're going to have lots to look forward to next week in the show, and there'll be hopefully there'll be lots of positive scores for the teams of the Vale, and the seasons really do start shaking out then between sort of Christmas and New Year. I think we really find where the teams are and what we're predicting is going to happen for the rest of the season for them then. To everyone who's been listening to me over these last few months, just want to wish you all from the Sports Show a Merry Christmas, and I hope you all enjoy time with friends and family and with sport, if that's like me that's kind of another thing that always goes on over the festive period as well. But yeah, I'll be back on Monday as normal in the normal time slot. Up next year, we've got History on Your Doorstep. But until next week, take care.
See a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side. Ever see a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a told me you miss school today.
This is O Radio.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Glastonbury Tribute Festival, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, is back for 2025 with more live music, DJs and special guests than ever before. We've 22 incredible tribute acts featuring hits from Tom Jones, Westlife, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Oasis, Pink, Kylie, The Rolling Stones and many, many more. Glastonbury 2025 is live at Romilly Park on July the 25th and is sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Company, CJCH Solicitors and Lunatides Productions. Day, weekend and VIP tickets are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
Honey, there's something wrong with my eye.
Is it itchy? Is it dry? Someone poked you in the eye. Is it gunky? Is it gooey? Is it sticky at the side? Is it pink? Is it red? Some discomfort in your head. Dodgy eyes are the worst. Don't waste time. Call Specsavers first.
It's icky.
Achavi. If you've got an eye problem, call Specsavers and we'll put you through to an expert. And if we need to see you, we have urgent appointments set aside. We provide NHS eye health services in Wales.
Your greatest travel adventures start right here at Thornton Travel. So pop into South Wales's trusted independent travel agent and together we'll plan your dream holiday. From short cultural breaks to spontaneous getaways, adrenaline-filled adventures or luxurious relaxation, Thornton Travel provides good old-fashioned face-to-face customer service, meaning we can create a holiday as unique as you. The whole world awaits at Thornton Travel, so visit us today in the Vale, in Barry, Cowbridge or Penarth.
On your radio, your smart speaker, and oh, don't forget the apps, all right? This is O Radio.